Well, good morning. God bless you, and it's good to be with you again. And at this time, I'm going to ask the Lord to help us with this message today. And Father, we thank you for this privilege to be on the air and to speak to men and women as they ride wherever they're riding or sitting wherever they're sitting or just being wherever they are. That we may speak into their heart, that they might know the truth about what it is that you want us to know. Thank you for it, and give us wisdom on how to preach. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak and wrap around everything around the subject this morning that the Lord has given us a few days ago. The appointed one is the one. The appointed one is the one. Not the one necessarily that everybody might pick, but if God didn't appoint him, it would not work. So we're glad to be on the show with you, Brother Melvin, on for the gospel, for the glory of Jesus. KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. It took me a while to get that wrapped around that, but that's a wonderful station. I'm hearing everybody talk about it. So I'd like for you to join me this morning as we mount the roster to talk about God's love for his creation, so much so until he did not trust us to pick who goes where and who does what. He has appointed all of the officers, and in particular, he has appointed the pastor for every church that is open in his name. And so God loves his creation so much so. In fact, he even loved them so much as we go back, and I'd like for you to take a look at the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 3 and let's see, verse 15. And let's see what it says. And let me read verse 14 and 15. Listen what it says. Turn, O backsliders, children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Now listen what he says. Listen at the system he's going to use. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And I need to say to any church that is without a pastor, you need to look to God and pray for him to give you the pastor of his heart. Because if that doesn't happen, brothers and sisters, then we'll end up being no different than the White House or anywhere else. But if we look to God and let him hand over the officers, the deacons, the trustees, and the ministry leaders, and all of these people, and let them be followers of him and being able to deliver the word to those people that are under their leadership, the church will grow. The church cannot keep from growing when the appointed one is in the leadership that the Lord would have them to be led on. So, even before the church was born, here we find the backsliders in the book of Jeremiah. And the Lord says, come on back to me because I'm married to you. I'm not turning you loose. I'm going to keep you. And so in order to keep you, I'm going to give you pastors of my own heart. And these pastors will have a built-in power and knowledge and wisdom on how you are to flow in this present world. Now, there was a shooting in Florida, and it seemed to be something going on in the air to destroy children. And I just need you to know that it's up to the modern-day church and the pastors and the leaders of the church to stand up for what the Lord is looking for us to do. Now, as we look at this, let's look at how the Lord established the church in the first place. Let's go to the book of Matthew. And I'll probably have to do a little hurrying on this because it's a lot in here and I don't want you to miss any of it. So I'm going to be stuck to the scriptures. So come with me to Matthew chapter 16. And this kind of begins how the Lord set up the church. So look at it in Matthew 16, starting with verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now he asked his disciples that. And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Now Jesus looked at him and he said, okay, that's fine. But I'm getting ready to do something here. I'm getting ready to set up my church. And I've got to have somebody who can testify as to what my church is. And so then he turns to them in verse 15 of Matthew 16, and he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say I am?" And Peter couldn't wait. Peter jumped up, I believe he snapped the suspenders and jumped up and said, "Lord, I got it. And the Lord listened to him. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, the Bible doesn't say this in what I'm about to say, but I believe Peter jumped up and looked around and said, "That's right, isn't it?" "That's right, isn't it?" And I'd like to say that Jesus said, "Yes, that's right." But look at verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Let's look at that for a second. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the book says, Jesus said, that my Father gave you the answer. And since my Father gave you the answer, I believe in my own heart, brothers and sisters, he was answering on behalf of the Holy Spirit. And that's what the church today need to be simply following after, and that is after the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because if we don't do that, we're going to have more shootings, and not only shootings in the schools, but in the churches and everywhere else. Everywhere you look, there's a killing going on of some kind. Now look at verse 18. "And I say also unto thee," this is Jesus speaking to Peter. Now notice this. Let me do something that, notice he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Peter, Bajana, for flesh and blood did not reveal that unto, thee, T-H-E-E, or you, if you please." Now watch what it says in verse 18. "And also I say unto you," or thee, T-H-E-E, and I believe that he was talking to all the disciples, but he was talking to them through Peter. Then watch what he says as he continues, "that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now watch what that says. Brothers and sisters, please do not get this mixed up, that he was not building this upon Peter. He was not building it upon his disciples, but he was building it upon the truth which they testified to. So brothers and sisters, our mission today, as a church member, as a church leader, as one who has accepted Christ as our personal Savior, our job is to tell the truth by our testimony wherever we go. Not only with our words, but our behavior, our attitude, everything else needs to be a part of what we say when we share the truth about our Lord and Savior Jesus. Looking at verse 19. And I will give unto thee, T-H-E-E again, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth, that thou shalt be bound in heaven. And whosoever thou shalt loose on earth shall also be loosed in heaven. And we're going to leave that at this point, because I really want to move forward in a hurry to give you some additional data. So come with me now. We're talking about the appointed one is the one. In this case, it was Peter and the apostles that the Lord Jesus was talking about. So right now, I'd like for you to look at what God did. He loved his creation so much so that he set up a system by which he was going to redeem man back to himself. And this system was called salvation. Now, salvation included the first appointed one was Jesus. And Jesus says to his Father, we created him in our image and in our likeness, and they're going to be needing someone like unto themselves, except they got to be totally holy and without blame. And Father, I'll take it. I'll take the mission. And I'll go on behalf of man. I will inherit. I call it this, and some of you may disagree with me, and that's okay. I will inherit their sins. I will become their sins. And I will reconcile them by giving of my life, and that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. And he says, I will die for them and pay for their sins. And I will be resurrected from the dead to provide the total and completion of their salvation by my resurrection and providing to them a brand new life. This time, they will not have to go to the priest. This time, they will not have to go to anyone. Every man and every woman will be on their own to accept me by faith. So God was very careful about how he did everything from that point on, because his son now, and we look at John 3:16, and I think about my good friend who never preached a sermon, and he was one of the greatest evangelists moving at that time, and he always spoke from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God loved us so much so. Remember, I shared with you in the book of Jeremiah before the church was ever established. Then I shared with you how Jesus established the church. And now we're talking about how God is so careful to set up the church and to set up and to give his pastors, and he appoints them himself. So only the appointed one can be the one to lead the church. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It is important for the church to recognize in these modern days, we've gotten so well educated, so well established, till we do everything by some book that don't have anything to do with what the Lord Jesus and what God has asked us to do. So God is very careful, and he has appointed all of the officers. And I'd like to take you now to, let's take a look at how he did that. Let's look, first of all, at a brother named Saul. And I'm going to take you to Acts chapter 9, and I'm going to look very quickly at Acts chapter 9 and looking at verse 13 through 15. Here we go. Then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard many things about this guy called Saul, and he's got something evil up his sleeve. I can't go down there and open his eyes. But listen what the Lord Jesus said to him in verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, the king, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. In other words, this word chosen here, I have appointed him. I have appointed him to be the guy because he knows what I want done. All right. So let's hurry quickly on to looking at another scripture, and we'll close out with that, and that's in the book of Ephesians. In chapter 4, particularly in verse 11. Listen how that reads. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the word of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Well, what is he saying? I have appointed these people, these officers, and I need you to accept them. Well, brothers and sisters, my time is about out, and I need to tell you today that God has appointed people, and we need to be sensitive to the fact that when God appoints a man, when God appoints a woman, he has given them everything that they need to do what he wants done. With that in mind, I want to close by praying for every church that is open today and say this, Father, I thank you for giving me the knowledge, the love, the peace, and the joy to recognize the fact that when you appoint a man, when you appoint a woman, they have everything they need to carry on the ministry for which you have set before them. Would you bless us today and give us power over our ignorance that we may recognize the fact that you have the power to do what you want to do. Cause us to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you today for the opportunity to be with you. And I hope you recognize the fact that it's only those, each one of us have been appointed to do something. You're not left without some kind of an appointment. So keep that in mind. At our church, we're located at 37721 North 100 Street East in Little Rock, California. And our pastor is Pastor Rodney Rivers, a great minister. And I ask you all to keep him in prayer. But if you're looking for a good word, I believe you can find it there at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And then we have our Bible study every Wednesday evening. Well, in fact, we have prayer service at 6 o'clock, and Pastor leads that. And then at 7 o'clock, we have a Bible study, and we have two fine pastors who are leading that. Looking forward to seeing you. God bless you. See you next time.